Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. It's lovely to be here.
And lovely to have you. You, of course, were part of the duo of the Dirtbirds.
Yes. Now, I still am.
Excellent.
We are, you know, we'll be back.
Yeah.
It's a break. Yeah, we were working away. We did two tours before COVID.
Yeah.
Then we did sketch week after week after week.
Because that's where we kind of...
No, it didn't stop. Yeah. Like, it was relentless. And she was brilliant. The two of us got through it. Then we went out, of course, and there was a big demand. Do you remember after COVID, it was like, everybody, dogs were going to comedy shows. It was like everybody was going, let's say funny stuff. So there was a huge demand. So we wrote one show very quickly, went out, did that. Then we wrote another one, I think we were halfway through the last one.
Yeah.
And we just kind of looked at each other and went, do you think we have another one to write?
Should we take a little breather?
I remember us just looking at sketches going, will we do? No, we've done it. What about? Nah.
Yeah.
What about back to? Nah.
No.
And that's when you go, you know, give yourselves a little breather and then the inspiration shall come.
It certainly shall. And here you are doing your solo stuff. Now, before we get onto the tour, we'll talk about that in a little while.
Yes.
But I love the content you're putting up on your social media stuff. Some of the ultra relatable parenting stuff. Snapchat filters.
Oh, my God.
Why are they doing this to us?
Like, I took, like, literally, Sophia, my daughter, my 16, she's going to love me mentioning her on radio. But she comes up to me, Dave. I'll be just, like, cooking the dinner and she'll come up and take a picture of me. And then her and her brother go, look, Mommy, that's what you'd look like if you were a buff rugby player. Like, why? And they superimpose this Chad face.
Oh,
you know,
Chad
this
face.
Chad
oh,
character.
Stop. He's unbelievable.
The other day, the other day they give me a moustache. Like, I almost have one. I don't want to talk about it. I was just so hurt. And I was genuinely going, why are you doing this to me? My self-esteem is low. And they were like, I'd love to take a picture of her and go, oh, look, Sophia, that's what you'd look like if I put you on an adoption website, you little gangster.
It could happen. Yeah, gangster's a good word.
Yeah, no,
they
so
are.
It's, yeah, and it's relentless. Like, they're so aware of how they look. When you think about it, it's like think about the 80s and the 90s.
Yes.
And all the photographs, your eyes closed in most of them.
They were roaring red, burning devil eyes in every flash photo that we ever had. And you never, the thing was, when you couldn't see them instantly on the back of a camera or on the phone, you had to wait 28 days for them to get printed out in the pharmacy. So then you'd see how bad they were.
They were a professional, and I use the term loosely, photographs of my Holy Communion, right? And it was devastating because my mother kept it. She enlarged it and put it on the wall.
Wow.
But I have one eye closed, right? Because I'm obviously, I don't know what was happening.
Sure.
Something went into my eye. I was mid-sentence, right?
Your mouth's open.
I had Fanta. So no one even had, nobody even went, look, the child has orange all around.
Wipe her face.
And there was a wee fella behind me picking his nose. And my mother enlarged that picture. And it's no wonder we've self-esteem issues. And for her own wedding, this is a true story.
Okay.
She had beautiful long black hair and she was very pretty. She died during COVID, Lord have mercy on her. But all the ones inside the church are fab.
Yeah.
But it was a windy day. So all the ones outside, she looks like the girl from The Ring. That's all you can see is this hair. Like, even the professional photographers, they must have been drunk or something. They were just like, just take a load of shit. They couldn't see them back. Shit, that would have been
the 60s. The 60s, yeah. You would just
not
take the pictures and go on.
There was bulbs blowing up and stuff like that.
But doesn't it show, when you're talking about your own mother enlarging the communion photograph, you know, this is generational. As much as we think it's different now with our kids.
I know.
You know, we were the ones going, Mom, take that picture of me down off the wall. They're going, take that picture of me down off your Instagram.
Social media. Yeah. But I mean, it's funny because, like, you know, when you're a computer breaks and you're like, oh my God, what photographs do I have? And you've 8 million pictures of your children when they were babies. And as I said, my poor mommy passed away, but we were clearing out her house. And just the sudden realization that there wasn't one photograph of me as a baby. And my sisters kind of felt bad and they were rustling around because they were going, there has to be. She loved you. There has to be. And then they found one with a coffee cup stain on my little baby head.
Oh,
I'd say I was used as a coaster.
No, she wanted you beside her every morning.
No, she didn't. That's it. She just went, we've no coasters. Give me the head of that. Give me that photograph there now. Ah, stop. Yeah, that's why we've no self-esteem. But maybe it's a good thing.
I think it probably keeps us in check. We wouldn't want to be getting above our stations now. That's the most. That's the Irish mammy that's done that to us. There's no question about
there's
it.
There's no chance.
I'll
of
tell
that.
You a bad story, right? Real quick. When my firstborn was here, right, we were coming up to about 8 months, and we'd taken every picture there was, you know, to me, this fella, every angle you could think of. And I said to my wife, "John, we'll do. I'll make a book, a big, large coffee table book.
Oh, lovely!
Of every photo we and every, I'll curate them. I'll write little funny messages, and whatever." So did that for him. So he was born in November. So the November 2nd came around. It was his 1 year birthday. Took photos at his birthday party. Finished the book that night, sent it off to Germany. Some people printed it. Beautiful book. It cost like £100 or something, but I did three of them for me and then the parents on each side, whatever. The second fella came along. He was born in July. It got to July, and my missus went, "Have you done a book for him?" Jesus, a book. Eventually got it just in time for Christmas, 6 months later. I have 10-year-old twin girls. They don't have a book. They don't have a book. I'm so bad.
Oh, my God. And it's so true about where you are in the family.
Oh, so true. Listen, I'm no Wonder Woman tour. This is going to be amazing. The dates are exhaustive.
Oh, yes,
You're not leaving anywhere out.
I'm not. There's a hedge somewhere I haven't. But I'll find that hedge and I'll perform my show there.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking at the list of dates here, the list of venues. So it's all starting this side of Christmas, but runs beyond into January and February.
Oh, yes. And there'll be more and more dates added. So I'm in Limerick, then Port Leash, I think the Knoll. I know them all because I say them on tags at the end of every sketch or piece of stand-up.
Has to be done.
And all over the place. We're in Galway. You see that? It's a habit. Me and my other personality. That's what it is, Dave.
That's what all stand-up comedians have.
Somebody said to me, you know, now that you're not in a duo, like, how do you work out the material? Yeah. And I said, yeah, I am talking to myself.
Yes.
Desk constantly. To stage. And then I'll go, that's a really funny joke, and go on the stage, and the audience will go, no, it's not.
No, isn't it, Janine? No, we've decided about that one. You've got the Ambassador Theatre, my favourite theatre in Ireland, in Dublin, on the 17th of January. That's
I am unreal. So excited. It's such a cool venue, isn't
one
it?
One of the best. Honestly, top of a Connaught Street. Unbelievable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cypress Avenue in Cork, 28th of February. You'll get Saturday night there as well.
I can't wait. Audience. It'll be great crack, you know?
Will. Above all else, it'll be great crack. Listen, I want to put you to the test, okay? So here we
go. Okay, here we go.
Here's what's going to happen. Obviously, you're doing the I'm No Wonder Woman. That's the name of your tour.
And
if I played you this, you would know straight away.
Yes. Wonder
Woman. Now, Wonder Woman. The good thing about the Wonder Woman theme tune is that it says Wonder Woman almost straight away. So that wouldn't be much of a test now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you other superhero theme tunes.
Oh, no.
And see if you can recognize them. What's this one? Let it build. Oh, I think she's making
Superman,
she's making
right?
The body shape and everything.
I actually saw the new. Have you watched
the new? I haven't seen the new one yet.
Oh, my God. Watch it. Oh, Dave, I was so. Because I was going with my 13-year-old son going, yeah, we'll go. Sure.
And it wasn't like that.
It was superb.
Excellent.
And I mean that. So well worth watching. Okay. Yeah, very clever.
I think you might get this one as well.
Okay. Batman.
Straight in.
Oh, God.
Dinner.
Come on, throw
dinner,
me something
Batman.
A bit tricky. Come
okay,
on.
What about this one?
Is that Danger Mouse, no?
Not Danger Mouse. Another superhero.
Okay. Oh, I know this. This is my era
isn't
it?
You know this one. Go on, give us a guess.
Oh, God. Is it the guy with the bag that used to... No, it's not Mr. What's
Mr.
his name?
Ben, who used to... Mr. Ben, I don't think he's much of a superhero.
No, Mr. Gadget. Inspector Gadget. No, it's not.
That's your dog, Mr. Ben,
God.
Who wandered into a costume shop. Do you remember that? In the 80s. And he'd get changed and go off on an adventure. He wasn't a superhero. Okay, I want you to get this one.
Okay,
I don't know
I'm going
to
really
will,
try now.
I want
Come
you
on.
To... I'll do the body shape.
Okay, right? You do the body shape.
So, that body shape.
Okay.
But not what you've already said.
Okay.
So not Superman.
Okay.
Any ideas?
This is where people who are listening go, yeah, she's go, really not very bright.
David's radio, what shape are you doing? Any ideas what that
might
be?
Can I just say that was a very sexy shape?
Thank you.
I'm not
going
to lie to you there.
I can throw the shape.
It's not the Avengers, is it?
No, that was actually... Supergirl.
Oh, how embarrassing that as a really. Wonder Woman that I don't know that that was Supergirl.
Well, I'm no Wonder Woman.
That wasn't
say.
Huge, though, Supergirl,
no,
was it?
No, it kind of was. I was really being mean to you there, to be fair to me.
You were. Yeah. You were putting me down when I'm on my own and I've no one to stand up for me.
Fair play to you. Go and see Sinead Cumberbatch. First of all, tell everyone your Instagram so they can go and follow you on that.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm Sinead Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Sinead Cumberbatch on Instagram.
There you go.
Look.
No, honestly, do go follow there because you'll get all of the tour dates and all the rest, but you'll also get hilarious sketches left, right and centre. So go and enjoy that.
And SineadCulbert.com is my website and they can buy all their tickets there.
There you go, guys. Sinead, thank you so much for coming in.
Ah, Dave, thank you so much.
Great to see you.
Talk to you soon.
Dave Moore on Today FM.